This podcast contains strong language and sarcasm.
Two Idiots, One Shot, a podcast with a flawed moment.
Let's go.
Yes, welcome back to episode 3 of season 2 of the podcast, Two Idiots, One Shot, the podcast with a float moment. Today with a special guest, and it's our first musical guest, our first musician on the show, a very talented rapper. I'm very glad we have some hip-hop representing here on the podcast. And welcome, P Mafia. How are you doing?
Good. How are you, man?
Thanks a lot, man. Coming from your ends all the way to West London.
Come on, I had to.
How you doing? You all right?
Not too bad here. Just getting on with it, man. You have to get on with it.
Good. I was just thinking earlier how actually we know each other. And I know like it happened on Instagram, yeah. But then I realized it's actually through Kim.
Because we had a shoot
with Kim and some of her friends. Yeah. And then I think, later, like a few weeks later, I saw your video. I think she reposted it or something. I saw your video and then I saw Kim in the video. I was like, fucking yeah, man.
See, small world. You never know, man. It's who you know, innit?
That's a good thing about like networking or like, just be open-minded, because I think I just dropped you a message because I really like your stuff.
Yeah.
And it's nice. Like you open a door and you really know what to expect.
Exactly,
behind this door.
Exactly, yeah, man. It's mad. It's mad how this industry works. It's crazy.
100%, like, Even for me, because I obviously didn't know you before, and then when he told me, I was just like, all right, cool, send some songs over and let me have a look. And one of the ones that I really like was U-Turn 2.0.
Okay,
bruh,
yeah.
that really hit home, you know. There was this one line, I think you're saying something along the lines of like, I want to stack racks bigger than my front door or something. I'm like, yo,
listen,
you know.
You understand that one, didn't
it? You
know. Hey, that's the dream, man. Stacks, I could see it. Tall. You know, them ones there, they're stacked, they can't even stack up that high, but you know what I mean, didn't it?
That's mad, man. But like, so, I mean, like, how did this sort of, this passion for rap or like R&B, like, how did all of this come together for you? Like, where did it all start for you?
Well, I would say like all my family are musicians in a way. Mm. Maybe they haven't been in the industry, but they do their little thing outside. So, yeah, I feel like, I don't know, being realistic, I've always done music. I've always had a love for it.
Mm.
But recently I thought, wow, there's a lot of money being made in this. So why would I sit back and not make money from this when I know I'm capable of making that amount of money? It's just, it would be a waste of talent, like, for me to just sit at home. And
was it sort of difficult for you to make that step to say, do you know what, no, I'm going to get serious about this now? Or
do you know what it was? Because I was working. I always used to be in and out of work. I was an AV technician for Facebook for some years. And I used to work for eBay. Mm. So I used to be behind the scenes, like fixing laptops and doing things. And I thought, no, like, when I used to sit down like, on my break and see all the artists and the female artists, I thought, nah, I've got to do this.
your take on it is different to other styles that I've seen out there. I mean, yes, obviously there's female artists out there and a lot of female artists, and I don't know, disrespect at all, but, you know, they bank a lot of also on, you know, the sex appeal and stuff like that. But when I saw your videos, it was more like, nah, you know what, I want to let the music, you know, talk. That's the vibe I was getting.
Yeah.
And like, for me, it's interesting to understand how come you sort of went the other way instead of, you know, sticking to a stigma where you know worked?
Mm.
How come you chose to go the other way?
Well, do you know what it is? I don't agree with it. Like, when I hear certain songs, it don't sweep me. Like, I hear it and I think, ah, you was going cold and then you just had to go down that lane of talking about what you could do if you got a man in the room. And then I just feel, I hear that. Like, you're probably right, but why did you have to go down that lane? Like, there's a time and a place. Yeah. It's like, I don't even agree with couples kissing in public. So why would I listen to someone talk about what they can do in this and that in the bedroom? It just doesn't appeal to me. Like, I'm Jamaican and it's just taken till now, like, that I listen to Bashment. I just didn't get it. Like, why every song has to be talking about this I mean, and that. Do you know what I mean? That
Bashman music is very explicit about it.
There's no way around it. The only way you're getting around it if you go and listen to a little bit of reggae. You might hear a bit more, like it'll take time with how they're talking.
The mellow touch.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? They might talk about how much they love you and all that. But no, I don't really agree with it. So again, this is just real. It's just who I am.
Do you find that makes it maybe even a little bit harder for you to like sort of like, you know, get to like sort of find your feet in the business, or like does that make it like a little bit harder? Do people come up to you and say, look, if you go the other way, it's actually, you know, we could push you, we could do that. Have you had that experience?
Do you know what? I've had a lot of love for my music. I can't lie. I've had people that I see on a day-to-day and they're just like, what, you didn't tell me that you do music? And I'm like, oh, right, you've heard my music? And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Like, that's mad.
That's a humbling moment, isn't it?
And they've obviously liked the music to come and tell me that they've listened to it, because otherwise you just think, you just laugh behind their back and think, oh, bloody hell, when are they going to tap out and think, you know, retire? But yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't feel like anyone will try and push me in that type of direction, because what you see is what you get. Like, what you're getting right now is what you're going to get until I die, basically. So it would be really weird for me to start talking that sort of way. Like, it would just be really random. And I don't think anyone that I'm around would try and push that agenda. It just wouldn't fit. It wouldn't make sense.
With
other people, you can see, like, maybe that they can tweak that and tweak that. But I don't think there's much tweaking in that sort of department.
Do you get a lot of like sort of pushback from sort of like, you know, the male artists in the industry or something like that, you know, like just sort of like, I don't know, like maybe looking down on you or something like that because you're a woman, because you're doing the kind of rap you're doing? Did you get that?
I get that a lot. I mean, yeah, it gets a bit emotional, because do you know what it is? People, I'm not like one that brags, oh, listen to my tunes. Like, it will take for someone to say, like, what are you doing? And I'm like, oh, I'm a rapper. And they're like, what? Let me hear something.
Then
I'll play it, and then they'll be like, rah, like, but you can just tell whether someone's really like shocked or whether they're on a vibe of rah, she can. I've had people that I can see on their face, like, I've out-rapped them, and I haven't even heard their songs yet, and they're already like threat. You know what I mean? Like, and it's not like that. Like, we can all share, and then there's some energies that hear my songs, they're like, right, I need to get you on a song. So It comes with what it comes. It comes with the territory. Like, I'm here for it. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm going to get little haters and trolls. And
that's how you know you're doing something right.
It's part of the journey.
It is what it is. Like,
you express yourself with music, and like, you know, it's your identity. For example, I've never was like an active musician. I've done some like freestyle sessions when I was 14 or stuff, but I'm breathing and living hip hop and reggae dancehall since I'm 13, 14. I was always like, if I would be an artist, like a musical artist, like a rapper, whatever, there would be no price, like no money of the world could get me like going in another way, another lane. Like if Ruana comes to me, it's like, hey, we give you like 50K for an album, for a video, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But you need to do like some kind of commercial
mainstream. Some next
I was
lane.
Like, fuck you. No, I'm staying an underground rapper for the next 10 years. I'm not doing this. Yeah. I don't know what it is, but it's just about music. Even when I was DJing, I was always so like thinking about my like, oh, how I see people music. Because I want to be like the Bashman hip hop DJ. You know, like, I'm not the pub DJ. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
I'm not into that.
You just stick to your image. It's so important for yourself. Because if you feel yourself like a figure, like, it's kind of, you're living in an image, you're living like, but I think it's also because I'm kind of like old school hip hop, like this is where I grew up with, and it's like, you know, old school was always like, keep it real, like, you know, stick to your craft and this kind of vibe, right? Nowadays, like, hip hop is so much more commercial, which is good, I like it, because...
Fucking Snoop's so perfect, bro. Where do these guys come from, man? Like, I swear, it sounds all the same, bro. It's mad. It is fucking mad. Who's sort of like, because for you, music, who sort of like laid the groundwork? Like, who's sort of been your inspiration?
Missy Elliott, to be fair. Everyone always goes for the Nicki Minaj and the Megs and the that.
But we know who the real OGs are.
Listen, hey, Missy. Oh my God, there was like, even when you listen to her songs now, it just ignites something that the music right now don't, even my music don't ignite it. Like, but that's the levels that I, you know, aim to be at in a few years' time. Do you know what I mean? But yeah, it's this timeless music. For me, like, Missy Elliott is the go-to. Like, if I need any sort of motivation or I feel like, oh, I don't really know how I want to come at this beat. Like, I know how would Missy, yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, this is...
She was game-changing. When she got big, she was like, this is... She just got a unique style. And everyone was like, nah, I'm not really feeling it. But then, like, after some months or years, like, okay, I have to feel
you
it.
Have to,
like, she's smart, man.
This is the way she breaks things down. It's, like, so clever. Like, you know, like, her wordplay and the way she rides the beat. Like, it's just very unique. Like, she's got her own unique, like, style. Like, it's timeless. Crazy.
Nah, 100%. I agree, man.
That's nice to hear, though. Like, you know, like, at least, like you said, and then if someone's saying, like, oh, Nicki Minaj can't even
yeah,
get one
that
of those,
seems to be, like, the bog standard now, like, you know.
It seems to be the recipe to success, though, isn't it? Like, you know, like, get everything done that you need to get done, and then, like, you know, the music sort of, so I listen to a lot of German rap.
Mm.
Like, even in German rap, like, sometimes, like, you'll get people coming and, like, dropping a song, and I'm like, bro, why? Just why? Like, they put so much autotune on top of it. I'm like, yo, this ain't even you no more, you know?
They're just doing it because they can. Like, because they've got the money, the resources.
Spotify, I think, is genuinely corrupted a lot of the industry. Yeah. Because, like, through the streams, you make so much money, right? Yeah. And even if it's just 250K streams or something like that, that's still money.
Yeah.
And the influence in what kind of playlist do you end up in something like?
Yeah.
It's not. There's no coincidence. Everything is calculated, and everything got every playlist got this price basically.
How as an artist, how do you go about, you know, try, like, does the label help you promote your work, or
I'm the manager, I'm the boss.
I'm the boss. I didn't realize. So you got your own label, yeah?
Yeah, I'm running my own thing alongside my boy. Like, I manage him, I manage myself, and yeah, we're just rolling with
this
the
boy's
wind
on fire, by the way.
Yeah, he's cold. Yeah. Like, but you know what? He's a freestylist, so you see him. I want to put him on the spot one day, and I want people to shout words, and he's that guy that he can find a way.
That's
of,
mad.
Yeah, I've got to find a way of that, like, when I've got time, like something new, something. On TikTok, probably.
I don't know if you've seen the guy. Like, it's a white guy,
Harry Mack or something. I just saw him this morning. Yeah.
Harry Mack does that, like, where you literally you just throw words at him and he just does it on the spot.
Yeah, that's my guy.
But he gives me like the proper old school right MC.
Yeah,
he's a proper MC.
Yeah,
like.
Yeah.
Backpack MC.
You know, because, like, interesting is, like, one of the things that I watch his YouTube videos quite a lot, and one of the things he talks about is like, this is 18 years of practice.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that I can do this is 18 years of, you know, being a ghostwriter and doing this, like, for a living, you know?
Mm.
So it certainly doesn't come from today to tomorrow, but...
Definitely, because even at freestyle, you have your repertoire online, haven't you? Like,
Yeah.
Do you do a lot of rap battles? Is that something that you came up with?
This is not me. Like, I'm a writer, so I have to hear a beat, and then I have to feel the beat. And then, yeah, it's all go from there. So, yeah, I kind of write to beats. That's what I tend to do still. Nice. So I'll be on YouTube for hours, like, trying to find the right beat. It has to have that a P Mafia sound. Like, when I'm like, yeah, let's go. So, yeah.
Mad, nice.
Do you prefer, because I was listening, actually, let's have a little for our listeners, because... there are a few listeners who don't know you.
Start with U-turn, bro. Like, U-turn.
Okay, start with U-turn. Start with U-turn, then I try to get the transition.
In between, yeah.
Hey, like hey, you rich, the way this comes in, serious bloke. I ain't got time to fuck around no more. I need serious smoke. Do you know what?
The pedal I love your pronunciation. I'll be back in the moment. Put the emphasis on that
listen,
word.
My mum's always said this, like, if you're going to say something, like, say it with, like, you know what I mean? Like, get the P's and the Q's out. Like, so people, clarity is important.
Especially in a song like this, it just... bangs, you know, like when that beat hits and you pronounce it, you're like,
And this is what amazed me so much. Like, you can spit bars like no one else, and then you just drop something like this.
I know.
What's this about, man?
Oh, I started singing out of nowhere.
Yard, I've been tripping. Yeah. Yo, this caught me off guard.
I had a few splits to this song. I was just chilling. I was like, why is this on Spotify? I want to have it on playlist, man.
Yo, we, trust me, if we could smoke in the studio, we probably would be doing that now. But
God.
This would be our box.
That's for another podcast, isn't it?
Damn. Yeah, man. Do you prefer singing over rapping, or do you prefer rapping over singing? Or is it just like a vibe? Like
yeah,
sometimes you just have the vibe.
So I've got other singing songs that I'm gonna probably put out towards the end of this year. But yeah, I'm trying to go in with the drill because drill's just running things right now. Kill that, and then obviously if we move on to another trend, like I don't know, I know I can move on with it. Hopefully, I will be able to. Not hopefully, I can.
You got anything coming out soon? Or?
Yeah, so I've got three tracks coming out soon. So I've got one coming out on the 29th of this month, Payback. That's featuring my boy, Sila. You get me bigging up every time.
Is that a subtle message to someone, is it?
Do you know what? These are even songs that I've done like from last year, and I'm thinking, right now's the right time. Start rolling them out. Mm. There's a lot of songs that are just sitting there, and I'm just thinking, do you know what? Just get rid of them, like put them out there. Can't sit on the iMac for no longer.
No.
Do you know what's interesting is because like when you say like these are from last year, so is that creative process? It's not an instant process then. It literally, it's like you could take a whole month writing a song before it's sort of done.
Do you know what? Me and my boy, we tend to write very quick. So it'll take like 15, 20 minutes. Mm. Either I will make the hook, it depends, or he will make the hook. But then, yeah, we'll just... Now we've got the studio in the house, so we can get to work a bit more. So, yeah, now it's easier to make songs, whereas before you're having to book studio time, you're having to wait on the engineer's availability. So, yeah, it would slow things down a little bit, and then you're having to work with video men and negotiate and da-da-da-da-da. So, yeah, the songs are sitting there for time if you're not careful. So, yeah, it's been sitting there for some time still.
fair play. I mean... Do you just sort of like listen to beats and just sort of wait for that inspiration to come? Do you already have like a topic in mind that you want to write about, or how sort of does that work?
Sometimes I've written a song to a beat and then I think this beat just don't sound right anymore. Like I'll record it and I think find another beat.
So you like the beat, you write the song, and you're like, nah, the beat ain't good no more.
Sometimes I'm like, man. What? Now I need something that slaps. Like, no, it's not slapping enough now, because I've said something really serious, and I need the beat to go, like, you know? Mm. So, yeah, there's certain times where I write to the beat, it will stay as it is to the end. But, yeah, sometimes I'll just change it up.
You have certain producers you're always coming back to, because, you know, they match your vibe or...
Yeah, I can't even lie. Just tend to find people. So, yeah, I have to big up some of the producers. I have to big up Menace. He's been the guy recently that I've been running to, like, anytime I need a beat. And Def Beats, Lofarena, obviously, my guy. Big him up all the time. But, yeah, Menace and big up Mob's Beats as well. He made Ben's Drop.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man. But, yeah, that was... He's serious because he did tunes for Pop Smoke. He was a producer for my man, so I thought, nah.
That's where the bass line is coming from. You know, the significant...
And when I heard that beat, I was like... And then when I heard that he made, I was like, yeah, this is the one we're going with. Let's pay for this one, like, do you know what I mean? So, yeah, man.
How does it work? Is it like a payoff? You buy the beat from the producer, you can do whatever you want. If you blow up, go platinum with it, the producer is like... Yeah.
So I've had a few offers.
Do you have like royalties, contracts, or like?
It works two different ways. So sometimes I'll buy the beat. If I'm on YouTube and I find a beat, I think, I'll pay for it. And then sometimes people approach me and be like, look, we've got a beat. Send it to you if you want to work with it. Whatever. If you don't, you don't. So, yeah. It just works differently.
If there's anyone listening that's an up-and-coming rapper, like, what are sort of like the cornerstones that you would say, look, make sure you get this sort of foundation in place before you know even venture down this, because it can potentially be quite a long road before you make the right connections. Because it's all about knowing the people that can make it happen,
yeah,
right?
True.
So what sort of like things would you say, like, look, pay attention to this, you know, go to this, meet these people, like, what are some of the tips?
I think I'm a bit bougie in a sense, so... Really and truly, what I should be saying is, look, network, because it's who you know these days. So going to open mics and just being visible in people's memories, very good. You never know who's in the room.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm very funny. I'm very selective on places that I go to and who I attend, you know, like, because in the long haul, I want people to understand what my mission statement was. I don't want them to misconstrue it just because I want to be successful. I don't want to take like the short route. I'd rather take the longer route. So yeah, I haven't been networking as much as I should have. I put my hands in the air. But I think exactly what you said about buying the beats, you have to buy beats. You have to give everyone credit where it's due. You don't just take a beat off of YouTube and then go make a video and pay the video man. That's not fair.
Mm.
Pay the people that was behind the beat. I know it's very easy too, because you just put, oh yeah, YouTube to MP3. Like, do you know what I mean? But pay them what they're due. Pay them. They've sat there and put their heart and soul into these beats. You know what I mean? And sometimes it's even reflected in the price. You can see there's a price difference. And I think I've even seen that there's a lot of producers that collaborate as well. So you never know what they've had to do to get another producer to get to work with them. So you have to pay. You know what I mean? So yeah, paying for beats is really important.
But do you know, from a producer point of view, isn't it quite a risk when you sell your beat? Because, for example, like... a lot of Jamaican artists, like especially the newer ones or the still not really like experienced ones, they rather want to have short money, quick money. So when someone sends them a rhythm to voice on, they, I don't know, they call a price, like, I don't know, send me $200 and then I voice you on it. They give all the rights. And if this song for some reason should blow up and should be like, should like makes massive money, then he's out of the game.
Finished.
He doesn't see anything of it. And like, for example, if you remember like Major Lazer and Busy Signal, this was like a global hit, and I'm pretty sure that Busy Signal hasn't got that money as he's supposed to get. This is what I think with producers. Obviously, if you start producing or if you start doing music, you have to go out, you have to get your stuff out. But just imagine, you produce a beat, you sit there like for 4 or 5 nights, the beat is like smashing it, you sell it to someone for like, I don't know, 200 quid, and then months later you see this beat, like you see your beat like on the hot rotation, like, number one in the charts, like, nice, I got 200 quid.
Yeah, I mean, £200,
like,
mad.
No, I mean, obviously it's bad, but I think it's sort of the nature of the beast, isn't it?
Yeah. So this is another thing, you need to be able to have a good team behind you. People that are not money hungry and that have knowledge behind them as well, like, like what I said, it's about who you know. So it's good to have a lawyer. If you can see that your things are blowing up, don't just start sitting in boardrooms with your mates and thinking, oh, yeah, we'll figure it out because we know how this and that works. No, it doesn't. Sometimes it's different. So I would say, yeah, get a lawyer and just have the right team, like manager.
Do you find the industry sometimes just takes advantage of new artists?
Yeah, if you're not careful. If you're young and you're in a position where you are just marketable. If you're not careful, they will market you before you can even work out what's going on. You really need to. And sometimes most mums and dads, they don't know what's going on. They're just thinking, bloody hell, my son's doing.
They see the 50k now, and they don't see
thinking,
the
son, go
the
on and change our
down
lives.
The line, you know?
They don't know what's going on. So knowledge is power. It's always good to know someone.
Bro. Like, repeat that again, man.
Knowledge
is power.
I'm telling you, you've got to be very careful in this world, man.
100. Like, I always say, like, look, whatever problem is out there, trust me, someone's written a book on it.
A solution. There's a solution.
It's not that we're going to come across something new. Like, it's happened to someone,
trust me. I'm telling you, there's nothing brand new that's happened that you haven't experienced, that someone else listened. It's crazy.
Yep. But on the positive side, nowadays, you can just start... You can just do your thing. Like, with the internet, like, you can upload your songs on SoundCloud, Mixcloud. It's even not difficult anymore to get your songs on Spotify, for example.
What was that dude's name? Little Nas X or something? With that Old Town Road or something like that? That song, like, the way he did that was incredible. So he wrote that song, he released it, and he started releasing daily, like, about 20 to 30 memes with the song in it. And he kept releasing. So it became a thing where the meme started adapting the song, and that's how that thing blew up, you know? And
it
you're
takes
like,
dedication, you know. Bruh,
like IQ 2000,
yeah.
You know. Like over a year just to keep doing that and be like, nah, this is going to work, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to break one day. It's gonna
I
happen.
Saw this news the other day. It was like, what if Lil Nas X just made up his character to be like successful, blah, blah, like maybe he isn't gay or whatever. Mm. And then someone just commented like, this man got a Nicki Minaj fan page before he was famous. He's definitely gay, man.
Oh, that's what I
love the.
Just one thing. Can you yeah, the screen off your camera because we can't see it when the camera goes off.
You mean this one here?
Mm-hmm.
Let me just have a quick look. And you are absolutely right. And we're back on.
And we just pretend it doesn't matter that the screen turns black as well.
We're
back.
Oh, this one.
We're back.
Yeah, we're back. We're good. We're good. We're still here.
Yep.
All right. You just hit a button. Did I miss it?
Oh no. That's against the
spooky things.
I love it. He's a child. Please forgive him. So how long have you now been doing music for?
Oh, since I was 14 and now I'm 29.
15 years.
Yeah.
In this 15 years, like, what's like the proudest sort of like, should I, how do I put this? Actually, yeah, what's the proudest moment you had through your music?
Good question.
Oh, what's the proudest moment? Let me think.
Oh, I love putting people on the spot, you know.
Yeah, well, I weren't expecting that one. proudest moment.
Or maybe most memorable moment.
Do you know
moment.
What? Yeah. There was, I don't know if you lot follow the Gassed Up Lighties. Mm. Or was it them? It might not even been them. I'll take that back, just in case that, because, you know, yeah. This
yeah.
Thing. So we'll take that back, rewind. And it was Shaybo. She wrote on Twitter, she was like, oh, like, no girl can, like, outbar me. Like, I'd like to see a girl try.
Oh, yeah.
And I added her, and I was like, I can, and Nole. Me and Nole could definitely go back to back on you, like, and you get me and outdo you. And then Nole just checked my song. She went in to see like what I was talking about, and she actually liked the song.
Oh, yeah.
I thought, rah. But she actually went out of her way. Like, she could have just like went past, but she actually went into the SoundCloud and like, I was thinking,
oh,
yeah, that's cold. That's cold.
Yeah, that's
so
mad.
She actually took time out of her day and thought, what's this girl got to say then for her to say that? Like, so yeah, that was mad.
On the flip side, switch the question around. Like, what's been like the worst experience you've had?
Wait,
no,
empty
this
promises.
Podcast
nah, call him out,
annoying.
Call him out. Call him out. Put
yeah.
it out there.
Do you know, like, empty promises and, standard. You know, like, yeah. People not being who you thought they were, you know, like, just turning almost like that snake, like, over, like, minor situations that I just wouldn't turn over, do you know what I mean? Mm. And it makes you think, like, rah, if you can turn over something small, like, imagine there was, like, certain
out.
Money on the table. I know, I see you.
They would have done you dirty.
Yeah.
They would have done that. It's so important. Like, you know what? DMX said it, and I'm like, yo, it's just so true. You know, it's just like, if you see a snake, you need to understand that it is a snake. Like, if you see someone, understand he's going to act like that.
Mm.
You know, that you as long as you understand that, no one can harm you.
Yeah, it's simple methods. Like, so yeah, that's been one of most disappointing moments, like, you know, like one of your homies, like,
oh,
and just
dead,
moving
man.
Crazy.
Oh,
like.
I'm sorry to hear that, man.
So, yeah, man, that was a bit disappointing still, but you know, we move. You get me? We move.
It's
happens to all of us.
Yeah, come on, we've all been there.
Especially when money gets involved.
Yeah.
Like,
that's what I'm saying. That, and it wasn't nothing to do with money, so I thought, oh my God. Like,
just imagine it would be money. Yeah.
I better leave before it gets serious. Do you know what I mean? No, man. Yeah.
Okay, I got another question. I'm prepared. No, I'm not prepared. Okay. If you could have a spliff with any person, alive or dead, who would you choose?
Actually, I think we all should answer that.
Yeah.
You two
absolutely.
Go first.
Okay. Difficult. Mm. I'm not saying like stuff like family, like otherwise I would choose my dad.
Yeah.
Rest in peace. And it's quite
actually I know one of mine.
Quite a cheesy answer, but I think if I could smoke one more spliff with one guy than it would actually Robert Nesta Marley, aka Bob Marley, I think. Just like have like a 20-minute, 30-minute conversation with this guy, about how he sees the world.
Yeah, man.
And I want to see how he gets fucked up by our nowadays weed, man.
Yeah, give him some bad weed.
We can't smoke this on the daily.
Yeah, because obviously he smoked like 60 joints a day, but the weed in Jamaica is generally Rica because it's natural grow, but like 30 years ago it was a completely different level.
Yeah,
so
come on, man.
I think if he has like a proper, if he's buying a zoot, like proper, like,
man said he might just stay here.
He said, I'm going back to sleep, man. Yeah.
So for me, I think like it would definitely have to be Snoop, to be honest.
Yeah.
The ultimate, you know, like, weed man.
100%
man.
Like, this man has got someone employed. Like, he pays him like 75k just to roll, fam. Yo! Yeah, I'm like, pay me.
Where was I when that job
happened? Hey, yo, and this guy goes, yeah, like, if I get freebies, like, you know, like branded clothes or something like that, I'll give it to him, innit? I'm like, sorry, wait. So you pay him 75k and you look after him, yeah? My G. Oh, shit. So definitely Snoop. And the other one would actually be his nephew, Wiz. So I went to Wiz Khalifa and A$AP Rocky when they were here, the O2.
Yeah.
And obviously you had to smoke.
What about Burna?
Oh.
Let's think, like, the list gets longer and longer.
Bruh, Burna, you know what?
Okay, ultimate weed man as well.
Bruh, this guy, if you man don't know, you need to know. Burna
go do your research, man.
His music as well, you know, like, every time I listen to it, I'm like, yo, this is stoner music, bro. Like, this is me.
Yeah. Crazy.
But he's also a fucked up businessman, isn't he?
Oh, he's crazy. I think
as soon as weed becomes legal in the UK or Germany, he's here and he's expanding his business and makes a million.
Don't quote me if I'm wrong, but I think the whole cookies brand is his. The whole cookies thing, he's got the hold on it, isn't it?
Yeah, he's winning right now, man.
He's doing winning. Mad. And what I like with him is like he brings, like, you know, like some of these old school guys back onto his like tracks as well.
Mm.
Like I love his songs with I can't remember the name.
Guy from Cypher 2?
Yeah. What's his name? Okay, let me just have a quick look.
Be tight. No. Be real. Be real.
Be real.
Be real.
Hey, him and Be Real together, yeah. Hey. So literally, even on the way here, I was listening to Burna's album. Yeah. Oh, man. I absolutely love it. What are like some of your favorite artists?
I still want to hear the split question.
My bad.
Oh, do you know what? She's pregnant right now, but Riri, man, that's my home slice. I ain't met her yet, but yeah, that's my Gigi.
Hey, Riri is vibes.
Riri is vibes. Yeah, I'll bun a zoot with her. I guarantee she will say,
pick up Barbados.
Trust me. Yeah, that's my home. That's my homie, man. Yeah, man.
Riri.
Are you happy with the answer?
What's the answer?
I switched to German today.
I didn't expect Riri, but I get it. Yeah, Riri.
Who was she expecting?
I don't know.
I was expecting Missy, to be honest.
Really? No, man. Yeah. I just listened to her. No, Riri, I just feel like
you're too much.
She's
in person.
Vibes. Stop it. This is too close. No, Riri, I just feel like she's a businesswoman. She's been in the industry. Like, I reckon she'll be able to drop some gems quickly. Like, do this, avoid that.
I know it's a hard question, but Riri or Queen Bee?
Riri all the time.
All the day, all day long.
What's your thoughts about coffee? Not to drink coffee, it's the artist's coffee.
Do you know what? Silly things happen. Like, people compare me to her because I've got dreads. I'm Jamaican.
Okay, but it's just there are more people, more black people with reds.
Yeah, like, come on, like, be a bit more, you know, specific.
Yeah, guess what? I'm not Be Real. By the way.
Just in case.
Yeah. I am Mr. Patel. Thank you. I'm done.
Racism erased.
That's it, man. Like, bro, hey.
Oh, Kofi. She's all right. She's vibes, man. She's vibes. I don't really listen to her. I can't lie, man. But I have to respect the thing. You get me?
Yeah, man. She's young, talented. I think she also writes some songs for. She wrote some songs for Riri.
Oh.
She's very talented. She's 20 now. Mm. She's doing good. She's an upcoming, well, not a, yeah, upcoming reggae artist from Jamaica, and like. She really blew up last year when she was 19, 20 years old. Very talented. Very,
yeah, she's talented.
Like, as we said earlier, like Jamaica Bashman is like full of sexism, full of... It's not even sexism because it's just the way how it goes there, basically. Like,
it's basically so Bashman basically just sort of portrays that style of music or...
It tends to go down that road.
I mean, for example, like Vibes Cartel love. The Vibes Cartel love song starts with like, "I love you, no dope. I want to put it in your mouth."
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like, but he means it. He's,
my God,
there's no way but, you're going around it. But, you're going down this lane.
But, yeah, but he means it in like a. Nice.
Yeah, he means it in a
like,
sweet
you
way.
Know, yeah, like in like a slow jam, right? Yeah. You know, it's not like, it's more like, you know, like, fucking hey, man.
Even on a slow jam, he sounds cruddy. But it slaps, though. I can't even lie. Vibes Cartel is the king, like, of this thing, like, definitely 100.
So, yeah, then you have artists like Coffee, who are like, doing a bit more like conscious music, a bit more like, a bit more. Yeah.
And it's more the vibe, like what's going on right now. Yeah, she's mixed a bit of the reggae and like the modern flex on it.
Yeah. This is the problem. I love dance, I love Bashman, but I'm also tired of defending it.
Yeah.
Like when you like people who have no like never encountered like this music, then you show them some songs, they're like,
yeah,
it's like you show your mom some.
Trust me. Listen, when Shensia came out,
I tried to justify myself. Yeah, it's not really about the lyrics, but it's just
they,
like
they
I'm vibing to
nice,
it.
Yeah.
Wait, did you just say you showed your mom?
Yeah, I showed my mom Shensia. And my mom was like, you know, that the beats were sweet, and then she started going in, and it was like, even I forgot how to cry. Awkward moments. You know?
Child, what are you listening to?
She tried to play it off like, but I know she's been a little weirdo.
Like your mum's energy, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, you've met her. So I take it you get a lot of support then, obviously, because like your family is quite music. You're getting a lot of support from home.
Yeah,
as well.
Man. I can't lie. My mum's my biggest fan, and yeah, man. My people's they're supporting, but you know what it is. I know that most of my fan base are gonna be strangers. It is what it is. You know what I mean? Like.
Isn't it funny, you get always more support from people you don't know?
Come on, man. Yeah. It's tried and tested. Countless times.
Do you know what? It's a topic that it really fucking winds me up. Like, I know I'm swearing on this and we're going to have to bleep this out. But, bro, like, legit, yeah? Like, how is it that, you know, that people that absolutely don't know you are willing to back you 100%? And the people that know you and, like, you know, are friends with you, this is where the whole envy game comes in, right? Because, like, I've had this conversation with my friends as well, and it's just the question is, like, why do you start, like, suddenly not wanting me to be successful anymore, you know? Like, they look at you and they're like, oh, how is he doing better than me? Like, you know, this kid, like, that used to be nothing. And I'm like,
I'm not that person anymore. Is that, like...
You stayed that 15-year-old kid and I grew up, man. Like, it's mad, you know? Like... That people living for Instagram, it's
you know what, that's a disappointing topic. Like it's very sad. I've encountered it many a times. Like when people just, do you know what it is? There's that thin line where they want you to win, but not do better than them.
Not too much.
Calm down. At the same time, don't run ahead of me. Right? Otherwise, it's war.
Do you know? But when I see stuff like that, I always ask myself: I'm like, are they wrong for thinking like that, or am I wrong for thinking? Why are they not thinking like that?
Yeah, I've had that conflict as well. I can't war with myself anymore. I've sat there and I thought, raw, maybe I'm like soft. Yeah. Like maybe, and even when I watch like millionaires, I'm thinking they're boob for a reason. Like, because I don't feel like good people win. Like, you know, like people that are genuine, that just have no like agenda. I feel like them people get played and manipulated. Whereas the people that they can see are a bit like, got a bit of strength behind them. You might not too play with them, but it's just really weird. Like people just come with a mad energy. Like when you're doing better than them, like, like I said, there's a thin line. Like, people are cool. They might even have been putting up your music. But if I get, like, a co-sign from an American artist, there's a thin line between someone saying, oh, that's my people. Or someone thinking, you know what, she ain't bringing me in. So, da-da-da-da-da, and using that as an excuse, like I owe someone to bring them in.
You have the other people who are queuing when you get successful.
Yeah.
To get in a bit.
Do you remember? We always used to be
Come on, don't remember that time. Yeah, man, listen, I've seen it, man.
And between all these people, you need to figure out who are your real people, man.
Yeah.
Bro, I mean, not that I'm this position, but...
Yeah, it's true, man.
Bro, I think that really, real and truly comes with time and growing up. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, you start seeing that shit. You start sifting through it. Like you said, you know, like, your boy that did whatever he did, right? Mm. And you finally saw the curtain come down and you're like, oh, shit, that's you.
Damn. Yeah, it's hard as well.
Bro, that reality check.
There's weeks where you're just sitting there like, so that time.
Once that glass is shattered, you never can't go back, bro.
You can't glue it, you can't sellotape it. It's not
them cracks are always going to be there, innit?
Yeah, that's what it is.
So. It's mad.
And listen, that person could be so great for somebody else, but they're just not for you. Do you know what I mean? No. It is what it is. No one's bad. Everyone's had some mad journeys and seen some mad things and feel a type of way. Some people get triggered by someone else's success. You know what I mean?
Because
they think, look, I'm trying to do that exact thing, like, and I've been doing it.
But are you though? You know, like there's it's like you said, there's the people that just talk, right, and be like, oh, I'm trying to do that, but are you actually doing it, or are, like, she's putting in the hours?
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's in the studio, she's writing the songs, she's doing it. Like, what are you doing, innit? And that's when people are like, but don't fucking butt me.
I think people kid themselves about how things work, even within your industry, like booking things and liaising with people and having that work and then chill mode, like when you're talking with your friends, you've got to have that method to be able to talk to people and liaise. It's
hard. Do you know what winds me up? Yeah. Mm. The fact that everyone seems to know better than me.
Yeah.
Bruh, like, literally.
You could have been studying this. Man, you could have gone directly to the guru, but still they're telling you what they're telling you.
It's like, bless my mates. I love them to bits, right? Mm. And so when I do shoots, I mostly do them free of charge, right? It's because I personally feel I've still got a lot of room to grow.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, when you do get paid, there's an added pressure, you know?
You have to get it accurate.
To deliver, right?
Yeah.
But it seems like my friends, like, all seem to know better than me. They're like, oh, why don't you do this? And why don't you do that? Like, why don't you start earning some money with it? It's been 2 years. And I'm like, yo, bro, like,
Leave me alone. This
is a journey, man. Like, I'm trying to better myself through this, you know? Like, there's people that have been doing it for 15 years and then they popped, you know, bro? Yeah. I'm in no rush.
Even if you decide you will never charge anyone because you just love it to do it. Like,
I just love doing what I do, innit? Mm. It's like, I like to create the things that I want to create. And who knows, maybe in the future, but right now, this is, I'm like you said, I'm at peace with myself. I'm happy doing this.
As long as you're happy, like, who's anyone to tell you what to do or how to do it? Do you know what I mean? That's weird.
It's strange. It just sometimes it saddens me, you know, that they can't see the picture the way vision. You do.
Mm-hmm.
But again, this is then comes back to the question too, are they wrong for not seeing it that way, or am I wrong for thinking?
I feel like everyone should just stay in LA, really. You know what I mean? I think the world would be a lot easier if people didn't sit behind and start judging. But you know what? I am thankful for the people that will be real and say, do that, do this. Because then you know where they're coming from. Do you know what I mean? There's 100%. Some people that will sit there and say nothing and they go and tell their partner at home. You get me? Hold it in their hearts and their hearts is bursting.
Like, sometimes people just need that little push extra, you know? Because I remember when I first started doing photography, I was shooting everything on auto, right? And then my man was just like, yo, you're really good at, like, framing stuff and doing that, but try doing it manually. And I'm like, bro, I don't know. He goes, like, I can't show you, innit? Like, it's just, you know, that simple, you know, just the wanting to see the other person succeed. Yeah. Like, it creates such a bond. And I'm just like, yo, bro, like, why can't people just see this in the fucking world, innit?
Yeah.
It's
very rare. Like, we're probably last of a dying breed, to be fair. Like, everyone's in it for what they can get at this stage.
Yo, like, no hate against the coming generations, but I don't know, man. Like, you guys are prioritizing things where I'm like, you know, I just can't get behind that, you know?
I'm shocked. I'm shocked, but yeah.
It's mad.
Who are we? They probably say, shut up, you old.
Honestly,
shut up, fam.
Yeah, you get me. Sometimes I'm hearing certain words, I'm like, yeah.
Like, sometimes when I tell people, like, oh, yeah, I do photography, I've got this podcast, and la, 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 and they're like, oh, how many subscribers do you have? I'm like,
what's that got to do with
bro, why'd you have to go there?
I'm doing it for me.
Why'd you have to go there?
Like, yeah, it's all about the following, the subscribers, man. Like, how much heat you've got in the game. Like, it's crazy.
Bro, like, and like, people fake it, like, they legit fake it. Like, I saw this clip the other day, like, some guy pulls up in a Micra to a gas station, like a petrol station, yeah, and there's a Porsche park there, and he goes, asks the owner, and then takes a picture with the Porsche, yeah. And then, like, obviously I'm supposed to put it on his Instagram, and then it jumps back in the car and fucks off, and I'm like, bruh, what's the point of that?
Yeah.
Like, do you really think people don't know that you're fucking cruising around in a Micra?
You get it, like, come on, man. Yeah, man, people doing it's crazy
Tinder swindler.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
The whole fake it till you make it attitude is mad.
Yeah. I believe in it to a certain degree. Like, even manifestation and affirmation. Yeah.
That I believe.
Yeah.
No.
Bro, like, you
gear yourself up for it. Otherwise, you know what I mean? You're just going to have a big fall. Like, at any hurdle, you're going to be like, no, don't want to do it. So, I do believe the faking it till you make it within yourself.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Fake it inside, like, and let people understand what's going on, but like, not to a point where like, you're faking it for Instagram.
Just basically belief in yourself.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Yeah, that is something that it was so hard for me to understand that. So, because I grew up thinking like, eventually something good will happen. I just have to wait. So I never changed, right? So I never changed my routine. I never changed. I just did everything the same and I expected a different outcome. Until one day, the penny kind of dropped and I was like, shoot, like, if I want to do better, I've got to be better. So it's beating that the person in here, you know, the biggest enemy that you have is in here, right? Trying to beat that, it's freaking hard. And I think the whole envy point again comes back to that as well. It's, instead of being jealous of that person, why don't you look at yourself and try and better yourself? But people don't do that.
Yeah, I think people, it's easier to just look on the outward than look in the inward. I don't know, just people just got different theories these days. I don't know, man.
I'm a firm believer of, like, you know, like, if you go looking for positive shit and you actually do positive shit, you're finding it.
Yeah.
But if you sit there and you keep thinking that nothing good's ever going to happen to me, trust me, nothing good's happening to you.
I'm telling you. It's a simple math. It's actually math and like science almost. Like, I can't tell you about it, but
I was on YouTube
and, you know, Google like law of attraction. So
mate, I was a grown ass man before I realised that, you know. Like,
listen, and it's basic stuff that you really know within yourself, but it's like you need someone else to come and tell you, right, write down what you want. And it's like, we've all done it, like, even as kids, like, we used to do that. Mm. These kids, I don't know what they do.
They do Amazon shopping list. Wish list.
I used to look in an Argos catalogue and think, right, that I'm going to get this and I'm going to convince my mum to buy that. And do you know what I mean? And certain times I would get it. Do you know what I mean? With the right energy, if I really wanted it, guarantee it will. Yeah,
exactly.
It will
pop up. Sometimes I had to wash my mom's car and get a fiver for it, but then
it's happening.
Also, nowadays, bro, like the way kids are being brought up, like, look, legit, when I was brought up, man, like, if I stepped out of line, I was fucking getting smacked in it.
Yeah.
But, bro, like, nowadays,
you can't. You raise your hand, the police will, the police will get to you before, like, you even lay it.
Literally, like some people's kids will act like the right, like, literally, you know, like a right dickhead, yeah? And like, the mum won't say nothing. And then, like, when I see stuff like that, I'm like, yo, I'm literally about to snap.
Yeah.
But then you can't say nothing because the mum's letting it go, isn't it? It's like, yo, I can't get involved in this, but your kid's pissing me the fuck off, you know?
No, I've seen that one too many times, but yeah, we're in a generation where your kids will tell you, I'm going to call Childline, or I'm going to call the police. So you just think, right, then you control me then in my own
life. I genuinely feel that the political correctness and the whole sensitivity around certain subjects is going through the roof. Yeah. Like, I was watching My Wife and Kids. Yeah. Like, you've seen it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, Mike refers to something as being gay.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you couldn't do that shit no more.
Yeah.
Bruh, listen, you could not do that shit no more.
That would have been put on the news. Yeah. Everyone would have been like, why is he saying this? Why is he saying that? Yeah, it's crazy these days. Like, everything just gets blown out of proportion. Like,
100.
You can't do nothing. Like, you breathe too heavy. Like, someone's going to say something. Like,
mate, it's
on this note, What do you guys think about Will Smith?
I mean, it's old news. Yo, it's old news already. I know it's old news, but this is the first episode we're recording since since that happened. Do you know what? I'll give it to you.
Do you know what? I think it's faked. I think it's very staged to bring money. Controversy is key. It makes money.
The Oscars?
Yeah, it makes money.
People watch it as is.
It makes money. Like, Will Smith will probably release a movie now that will do numbers. Or Chris Rock, one of the two, is going to do some sort of move where it's gonna the numbers are going to rocket. Remember I told you? Like, it's all to engage people and have people engage. Like, that has never been seen at Oscar, so they're thinking, yep, now's the time.
I mean, I don't know if it was a purpose, but it definitely worked.
Listen, definitely. I even see something in the tube, like, Chris Rock's coming to London soon.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, I'd love to go see
come
you.
Come on, he was irrelevant for a little while.
Yeah.
You know who was it taking over? Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
Kevin Hart. Kev's been everywhere. He's the guy, the go-to guy for comedy.
Mm.
And Chris Rock was always a legend, but his name was dying out. Mm. Really, everyone thinking he's retired, chilling. He's probably down on his luck at the moment, and management have said, "Look, we're gonna stage this and that. We're gonna get Will because it has to be someone also of relevance." And what's happened with Jada? It just makes sense. It's something that I would do if I was behind like someone's controversy kills.
All right. Opinion on Jada. Bro, I knew this, you know.
Wrestling bitch face number one.
Bro, hey.
What is her problem?
Yo, it's madness.
What is her problem?
It is a madness.
And why now? Like, why did you feel all of this? Like, what's going on?
It feels to me like she's constantly just taking shots at Will.
Yeah.
Like, what is going on?
Will gives me some Kanye vibes. I think he's like on kind of a bipolar, manic depression or something. Like, you see him slapping someone on the stage, on the Oscars, and crying within like 10 minutes on the Oscars. Like, there's something not really going right anymore.
Yeah,
like,
you've got to remember, these are actors, you know. They're paid actors.
Like. I mean, he could stage it if he wanted to stage it, definitely, of course.
And it won't affect his money. If anything, he's being paid indirectly.
Well, the Academy's now banned him, isn't it?
Yeah, for 10 years or something like that.
He don't care. No, he's won his award. He's like, I'm done.
I don't know how much movies he has. Like, people probably on Netflix now watching it, rewatching it. Like, his numbers are going up right now.
But in case it's not staged, but I'm actually a believer it's not staged, credit to Chris Rock.
Like,
this could be a fucking like maniac like carnage, but he was Will Smith just stepped to the shit out of me, like,
Do you know what I thought was funny though? As Will got up and walked towards him, he was like, "Ooh, Richard."
That's a stupid little thing in there quickly.
Oh, that's mad.
But that's the thing that I think Will wouldn't have done it, would be there any other guy on the stage. Like
I heard The Rock, for example,
or Ricky Gervais or
I think The Rock wouldn't say that, but Ricky, so this is because I've heard Ricky's Golden Globe speech. And that was like, you know,
it's the
like,
best thing I've ever seen in my life.
He mentioned it's a big year for pedophile movies, and he said like two popes came out.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Ricky, chill, man.
But even when you've done like his what's it called, Epstein, was it Harry Epstein? Jokes, and everyone was laughing like, "Why are you laughing? Like, I wasn't friends with him. Like,
he was your friend.
Nothing to do with me."
It's mad, but
They were saying, like, you know, like, people say, like, they were discussing the whole topic of, like, you know, why he got angry and, like, should Chris Rock have said what he said, because obviously, like, she has alopecia and whatnot, right? But they were honestly talking about the fact, like, should we start policing, like, you know, comedy? Like, you know, should there be a limit to it? And I'm like, yo.
Stop, don't do that.
This is what I mean. Like, it's everything's just getting too sensitive.
I'm
a big believer at comedy. It's allowed almost everything. Obviously, like, there's some certain like boundaries, but alopecia is definitely not within
that, this. That weird, dark humor.
Yeah. Let's just make this clear. We're not saying, look, it's not an illness or nothing like that. We're not saying that at all. We're just saying, look, you know, like, comedic freedom should be there. You know, like, when you roast someone and you go like way below the belt, you know, like, I remember this one line from Snoop. I don't know who he's talking about, but he goes just like, oh, like some woman was sitting on the couch and he goes like, sitting there with your fine ass, yeah? Like, I roll blunts bigger than you, but you've been passed around more.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah. The laugh. You get me? Not to sit there, but no, because she can feel hurt from this and she's going to go home and, you know, we don't know. Oh, no, things have changed. I didn't even think of it like until you've actually mentioned it. But yeah, things have actually changed.
It's mad.
It's sad.
Yeah. It really is sad.
You have to actually delve back into like the 90s to like get some sort of normality again. It's crazy, man. Crazy.
Martin. We got a question from one of our listeners.
Oh, nice. That's yes. Sweet.
Damesh. Big up, Damesh Photography. Always there.
Big up, big up. I didn't even know about this. Big up, big up.
And I put it at the end on purpose, so he's the one who will listen to the whole episode.
Loyal. Yes, man.
So he is asking, he's expressing himself a little bit posh today. What inspires your narrative?
Oh, I like that. It's real.
Could someone explain that question to me?
What happened there?
I beg your pardon.
Do you know what? It's everything that I've been through, what I'm going through. It's all real life. So, yeah, that explains what I could just go back to a moment in my life. I could write about that. So, yeah, that's what I use.
That's probably why you feel that, like, you know, why you've got that sort of punch in the songs.
Mm.
Because, like, you know, like, there's rappers where when they rap, you're like... This night saying you ain't on this.
Yeah.
And then again, like I said, when I listened to U-Turn, I was like, yo, she's on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know that. I don't, like,
do you know what it is? That's what I think people respect, because they can, when they see me, they think, oh, yeah, she's about. You can see certain girls, they're just talking like this and talking like that. You just think, oh, please. You're just saying it for the track.
When you came in, I saw something and it kind of really bugged me. And I'm gonna have to pick on this now, because. You guys know, right? Have you seen the top she's wearing? So seriously, though, like...
She's a gunner.
Hey,
what's going on there?
Let's decode this rubbish.
Nah, man.
These are my people, man.
Question for you, yeah?
Yeah.
Do you think if Pep and Klopp stay, they're going to outshine... Or like out accomplish anything that Wenger and Fergie did.
I don't know, you know, because I'm old school, so I just like the old structure.
Wenger and Henri corrupted you, innit? Wenger and Henri corrupted you.
Listen, you know what? I'm not even gonna lie. That's what happened, you know. And then I haven't been able to remove my mind from that place since. It's like I'm always hoping we'll return to that place.
I hear you. It's okay.
We haven't returned there yet, but yeah, we're getting there.
That time comes.
That day when Henri came back in the FA Cup and scored that goal, you're like, yes, this is it.
This is it. Yeah, this is what I remember. I did get twanged by them. That was a mad combo. That was a lethal combo.
Bro,
that was a lethal combo.
It was mad, yeah, you know. The teams back then were just mad, and so I'm a United fan, right? And so obviously, the hate is there, but bro, like honestly, like I used to say, look at Liverpool, what a shit club, you envy us, I used to thrive off that.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, I've turned into Liverpool,
listen.
Like what they used to be. Anyway. Anyway.
Yeah.
Right.
So I want to test you.
Okay.
Not in bars, because you will definitely.
It's game time.
Yep. Okay. The game is guess the rap song, hip hop classics from 90s to 2000.
It is easy though. It is easy.
All right.
Let's see. All right. But you two are going to go against each other. Yeah.
Okay. Battle.
All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to start with the guest first.
Yeah.
And if you can't guess it, then obviously it goes over to Jan.
All right, cool. Okay.
And if you get it right, then I think there's a point system, but we'll work it out.
All right.
I think if you guess the artist right, you get a point. And Yeah, artist name and song name and extra points challenge. Release year and point for producer. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
So we'll go artist
release
and
year, you know.
We'll go artist and name, right?
Okay.
Right, yeah, artist name.
I can't hear it though. Can you?
I think I did. Steal the beat.
Artist and name.
Dre. Snoop Dogg. Still. Is that enough? That's my song, though.
Yeah, do you know what? Yeah, like, I'm gonna give you those 2 points, innit? It's still DRE.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay, I love it, DRE, right?
But, yeah, correct. Dre, Snoop Dogg. Yeah, you got that.
Jeez. Banger.
All right, next one. Yeah.
That's on me, right?
Yeah, it's you.
Never heard the song in my life.
Alright, so are you saying, you know,
I would say it's probably something like,
you're never gonna guess this. Yeah, you're never
Rake One, Capone Orega, this kind of vibe. No. I have no idea, actually. It's all just right,
pass it on.
Blind guessing.
I don't know. What's going
on? Is a Goody Mop Cell Therapy.
No idea.
This is old school, isn't it? Alright, let's move on.
Ooh. New York represent.
Yeah.
No,
it's Nas, but
Nas.
What's the song? Oh, you're giving it a name
today. Huh? Oh yeah, true.
Alright, Nas, you got 1 point.
I don't know the name of the song though.
The Message.
Hey, can I? Okay, yeah.
He's like,
too late.
Okay, 2-0 for her.
Jeez.
Okay, that's easy. Snoop Dogg, Drop It Like It's Hot. 2006.
Jeez.
No, I have no idea actually, but yeah.
So I'm gonna give you half a point for the artist.
Yeah.
Why half?
Why?
Because who else is on that track?
Pharrell Williams, man.
Yeah, well, you didn't say that. And half a point for the artist and a point for the song. So
okay,
yeah.
okay.
So
what about the year? You said 2006.
Yeah, but this
2004. So 1.5 and 2. Yeah. Oh, I like this. This is okay. Stand up, hold on to your hands up if you got the feeling. Jump up past the ceiling.
Oh, I love this song.
Come on.
Yeah.
Ooh, who is this though?
If you guys know it, drop it in the comments below.
Damn, I have to pass, boy.
It's Jump from House of Pain.
You fucking looked at the screen.
No, man. But you know,
that's good. Okay,
I played a lot of like student parties. This is like, yeah, going, hey, play Jump.
Okay, go on. Release you.
I have no idea. 1998 or something.
Yeah. Ooh, 1990 is right, but 92.
Okay.
Ooh. Okay, cool. Next one. Oh, sorry, that's the YouTube advert, guys. Yeah, we're still quite basic. we don't pray for premium shit.
Free only.
Oh, God. Love it. Almost done, guys. Almost done. Okay, here we go. No, second day. Sorry.
Oh, bad.
Resume
again.
It's YouTube.
Oh, it's an advert for like going premium.
Okay, sorry. Oh, this is newer though.
No. It's a new video.
It's too new. It's too new. Yeah, I know all the names.
This just jumped. Sorry. How do I get back to the video? Sorry, like I'm not the best with technology,
technical
guys.
Technical difficulties.
That's it. Technical difficulties. Yeah, I'm not stupid. Right. It's YouTube.
All technical.
Is it the same video again? Yeah. Oh, mm-hmm. Sweet.
I have no
this
idea.
This gives me coffee shop vibes, bro.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, hey.
Amsterdam, like, you know. Amsterdam right. Yo. Mm. Okay, I would have never guessed this.
Jurassic 5? No. No. I have no idea.
KSO.
KSO1 is a good shout, actually.
No.
Okay.
So it's Daz, EFX, I don't know if I'm saying that right, Real Hip Hop. Came out in 1995.
Yeah. Oh, bro, yeah. This is really...
It's very old school, yeah.
Very old school.
Next one.
Ooh.
Hey! Hey!
I know this one, 50 Cent in the club.
Yeah.
Hey!
Go Charlie. Go Charlie.
Bagger.
All right, next one.
That was mad. All right. Extra points. What? Extra points for producer and you.
Ooh, producer.
Oh, this is so straightforward, you know. You can't go wrong with this.
It's either Timberland or... Is it DRE?
Come on!
No.
That's the subtlest thing that I can give you.
No.
All right. Next one. Jan, it's you.
What's the point? Okay.
6-6 to 1.5, I believe.
Okay. Anyway, go on.
All right.
That's Wu-Tang Clan. Wu-Tang Clan. Wu-Tang Clan. Something with chess. Chess boxing.
It could be that the abbreviation is something.
Yeah.
Like that. But this, they've abbreviated it down to one word.
Wu-Tang Clan. Chess? I know. It's
Cream.
Ah, Cream, yeah. But it would think that's right, yeah?
Yeah, would think that was right. So 2.5 to 6.
Man.
Always want to make it seem like good intent. That's what Lauryn Hill. Lauryn. Yeah, Lauryn. Is it Lauryn Hill?
Bro, I'll be so shit at this. Hey, half these songs I would not know.
What's this song though?
Yeah, so. You got the artist right.
Jeez, I haven't heard this one. That's wild.
You got the artist right.
I don't know the song. Jeez.
Lost Ones.
Ooh.
I would guess the artist, but I wouldn't guess the song.
These are different type of songs still.
It's you. Got a mistress. A couple of girlfriends. Hey!
Oh, this is South Coast vibes, like Atlanta.
Nah, when did this song come out? Oh, okay, fair enough.
Is it Soulja Boy?
It's not quite 90s, but it's a bit noughties.
Yeah.
It's noughties.
Noughties? I have no idea, actually.
Waka Flocka.
Waka Flocka. Waka Waka. Hey.
Hard in the paint.
Okay, no, I didn't know this one, actually. Oh, OG.
I'm just nodding my head. I've got no idea what song this is. Wait. Ooh. Ah. Do you know what? Yeah.
Yeah. It's Dear Mama, but Mama.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mama's not. You're happy. You're happy with it.
I'm happy with it. Yeah.
All right. So it's 9 to 2.5.
Okay.
You're really us. Okay. You need to pick up your shit. Right, next one.
Oh, Dead Press Hip Hop.
Love this tune,
man. This bass line is like.
Jeez.
Just listen to the bass line.
What's the song?
Hip Hop.
And what's this artist?
Dead Press.
Yeah, that's true. So that's 4.5 to 7, yeah?
Wait, release here.
96.
Jeez. Oh, you're 2 years off. 98.
Ah, damn.
98. Damn. Hey. I'm impressed. Yeah. I'm impressed.
Come on now, my G.
Who is it? Who is it?
Is it Nick? Oh.
Let's not go there.
Missy Elliott. Oh my god, what did she call this one now?
It will come up.
Recon.
That's it.
Yeah,
that's it. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're at 9. If you guess the year, you can go up to 10.
After 1999?
You're 2 years off.
Oh.
2001.
Oh.
I was about to say, should I give you a hint? But yeah.
That's mad. It's like 20 years ago.
Bruh, but it's still banging.
Don't do that to me.
But it's still
it's
banging.
A banger.
Bruh, mad. All right, next one. Jan, you.
All right. It was all a dream. Notorious B.A.G. Notorious B.A.G. And the song is called... I'm tempted to say it's all a dream, but that's not the name. It's Juicy.
Yeah.
No.
Oh shit! No, you're right.
It's juicy.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. All right. 95. 94, bro.
Okay.
All right, hey, so you're up to 7.5 and you're on 10.
Okay, I get you, I get you, I get you. I'll give you basically your yeah, time and stuff.
That's the 90s, isn't it? This beat.
Never heard of song.
It's got to be 90s. Oh, maybe early noughties?
Who this is?
No, no idea, not at all.
Oh, yeah, 90s. So, Juvenile, back that ass up.
Oh, I don't know who that is.
Missed this one.
All right, so who's next to you, right?
Oh, that was me.
Oh, so it's you.
Head Joe, lean back.
Jeez.
2002.
Oh!
Okay, awesome. Lean back. I'm gonna give you a point.
Mm-hmm. Fat Joe.
It is Fat Joe, but it's not just Fat Joe.
Fat Joe and oh fuck.
Oh, who's on this?
Big Pun? No. Fat Joe.
Oh, it's a girl.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yes, and there's another.
Ah.
Come on.
Nah, I can play the song in my head.
So, okay, let's go with the girl. So, if it was, like, who would you say the girl?
At this time.
Yeah. It really
EVE, I don't know. Like, yeah, I can't think of no one else. But it's not her. I'm just saying it.
I think Fat Joe, like maybe 2 years ago, released another song with her as well.
But it's not Ashanti, isn't it?
No, she's rapping.
Yeah, true. It's also not Mary J. Blige.
My arms stay breezy. What's that? Who is that? Who is that?
Shall I tell you guys?
Go on.
Yeah.
All right. It's Terror Squad featuring Fat Joe and Remy Ma. Lean back.
Remy Ma.
Yeah. Okay, okay.
That's it. Yeah. I forgot about the other boy.
Yeah.
2-4. What did I say? 2-2. Lean back. Right. Okay, I have 8 points. Bang 8 points to 10. Let's get it done right. My click airtight. Beat is nice.
Yeah, I'm loving this. Literally, we're just bopping our heads.
Yeah.
Yeah. Almost the same beat as Nas.
Yeah. I don't know who
that is. Mini there.
Mobb Deep, Hell on Earth. Yeah. 1996.
Yeah. OG.
Is that Andre?
It sounds like it could be an old Outkast song.
Yeah.
I go for Outkast, but I have no idea what the song is called.
Outkast is right.
Jeez.
Mad.
Southern. I've never heard
They've
of
done
that
good before. Music in the like back in the days, like before they it's, decided to jump on
this. The song whatever. Is called Southern Play Something Age.
Hey, like music.
Yeah, it's just mad.
Okay, right. I think we have 5 minutes left. I think and then we need to wrap up.
Okay. Yeah. Do you know what? This.
Let's do one tie.
Yeah.
Tie
okay. So, like, hit the buzzer, yeah, type thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. So next song.
Okay, maybe next one.
Oh, Kanye.
Kanye, yeah. Stronger.
I want the year. I want the name of the song and the year.
Kanye West, Stronger, 2006.
Yeah, I would say 2009.
Bruh. 2007. You were six. All right, nice. Well, clearly, our guest today has won that. Well, you did well, but unfortunately, not as well as Mafia.
No, man.
Look, honestly, it's been a great pleasure just having a little chat with you. It's nice to, you know, like get to know you as an artist. You know, like it's amazing to get to know the person behind the artist.
Yes, man.
Fun as well.
Yes,
so,
yeah, man. I wish you all the best for your future.
You, man. It's love all the time, you know. Yeah, it's love all the time, man.
And I think with that, we're out.
Peace.